This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, the MUT student secures national spot at EDHE EPSA University 2026 and one man killed in Chatsworth house fire. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. The MUT third-year accounting student Asanda Songlisha has secured second place in the innovative industry category at the KZN regional round at the EDHE EPSA Entrepreneurship InnoVarsity 2026, hosted at Coastlands Musgrave Hotel on 11 to 12 August. She will now represent MUT at the national finals in Gauteng on 26 to 27 November. Songlisha's startup, Pride Ride, was created to provide safe, discrimination-free transport for underserved communities with features including 24/7 panic buttons, live streaming, and people living with disabilities. The innovation aligns with several UN Sustainable Development Goals and highlights MUT's growing footprint in inclusive entrepreneurship. Asanda Songlisha tells us more about how she feels.
It feels surreal. I couldn't believe that I was seeing my name on the screen. It took me a couple of seconds. Then after I realized that, no man, this is actually happening. I started screaming, you know, doing a little dance. Then I went to the front to give out my acceptance speech or something like that. Yeah, it was amazing. It was a great feeling. You know, knowing that other people actually believe in your concept is a great feeling. Indeed, and I do appreciate the supports that I've received from MUT, from MUT Radio, from Sweep, from my family and friends. It was amazing. That's all I can say. Thank you.
In other news, a man has died and a woman who was hospitalized after a house fire broke out in the early hours on Friday at a property in Manthwood, Chatsworth, south of Durban. Itawini Fire Services Divisional Commander Sfiso Mjali said crews arrived on scene and extinguished the blaze in approximately 20 minutes, with medical services and SAPS also attendance. According to Amawele Emergency Services, the woman managed to escape through a window but was treated for smoke inhalation, while the elderly male victim was found about an hour later and declared dead on scene before his body was handed over to Morgu. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined, and fire safety officials have been called to investigate. And finally, South African DJ and television personality Lamiz Holworthy has revealed she was rushed to hospital on Sunday for an emergency procedure after a health crisis that nearly cost her life. In a Facebook post, Holworthy said she lost a significant amount of blood and the doctors considered a transfusion, describing the past few days as extremely painful and traumatic. The presenter said the ordeal forced her to reevaluate her work ethic, stressing that they is now honored to working herself in exhaustion and she is choosing to prioritize rest, healing, and time with her family. Holworthy has also addressed a recent body shaming over a photo she wore internationally to show that she is normal, and her cellulite and stretch marks, criticizing the timing of criticism during Women's Month while she was fighting for her life. She said she will not engage further with the negativity and is instead focusing on recovery, faith, and returning to work once medically cleared after having a cancer appearance on 9 and 10 August. A Recap of the top stories this hour. The MUT student secures national spot at EDHE APSA University 2026 and one man killed in Chatsworth house fire. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin tomorrow at 8 o'clock on the Weekend Breakfast Show. For MUT Radio News, I am Khakazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.